Hi everyone, this is, as always, your host Chris Lipscomb. This is a special edition of, well, not really the Oscar Mike Media Podcast, more the TSA Podcast for this and a couple more episodes. This is a special post-Microsoft press conference edition of the podcast, which ended about half an hour ago. So we've literally hopped on Skype as quickly as we could, which did involve lots of faffing about. I'm joined, as per normal, by Editor-in-Chief of thesixaxis.com and head dude for whole Oscar Mike Media, Peter Chapman. Say hello, Peter.
Hello.
We have also joining us a previous guest on the host, previous guest on the podcast, Josh Hood. Say hello, Josh.
Hello, Josh.
We also joined by someone who hasn't been on before, Greg. Say hello, Greg.
Hi, everyone.
And we're finally joined by Gareth. Say hello, Gareth.
Hello.
Hello, good.
Everyone very here, suave.
Excellent. For those of you who don't know, just quickly, Greg is Watchful and Gareth is Gamok, in case you're wondering who the hell these random people are. So, Microsoft press conference. I missed the first half hour because my cab driver was a dick and couldn't seem to actually either pick me up on time or navigate Brighton. So, does anyone want to tell me what happened at the start?
Is that not because Brighton is not navigable?
Brighton is fairly difficult to navigate, that is true. But she didn't even really drive through Brighton, she drove out onto the motorway and into Brighton, and still failed.
So basically she was doing you a favour and trying to get you out of there.
Yeah, trying to help me escape. Anyway, so what happened in the first like half an hour of the podcast? Modern Warfare 3 happened. I heard Gore happened.
Mass Effect 3 with Kinect support.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of news from EA Sports.
All right, so this breaks down. Modern Warfare 3, what happened? Was it any good?
It was quite a slow gameplay demo for most of it, to be honest. And in fact, I'm pretty sure like the first 5 minutes, nothing actually happened. You just pushed forward.
Well, no, there was more than the ice climbing last year.
Yeah, that's true. The ice climbing was really dull.
Yeah, this year it was scuba diving.
Yeah.
Basically, no, but lazy scuba diving, wasn't it? The underwater skidoos.
Yeah, a little powered thing underwater and your radar beacon find the dot, basically.
One of these days they'll demonstrate a shooter with
Modern Warfare gameplay.
Yeah. So, yeah, quite underwhelming, really.
Okay, so that doesn't sound too hopeful.
It did look prettier, though.
Is now making that game.
Yeah, it looked prettier, and it looked like Modern Warfare. You know, if you enjoy Modern Warfare, then you're probably going to really like it. But I think those demos never seem to come across very well. They always seem a little bit boring.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's some multiplayer. That's lots of shooting.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't want to watch 10 minutes of somebody else playing a game. You know, show me the exciting bits from it, or let me play myself.
Yeah, I mean, particularly when it's the big, like, set-piece battles. They certainly lose something when you're not involved.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
And that's all Modern Warfare is, really.
But to be fair, they can't actually like go to everyone watching that conference and go, here, play Modern Warfare 3 and see how good it is for yourself. They do have to show something.
But then in that case, they should just show something shorter and snappier.
To be honest, like someone said they should just show the multiplayer. Yeah, they should.
Yeah, that's what Gareth said.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's why people are buying that game.
Either that or 2 minutes of explosions and people getting shot and then the close-up melee kills.
Yeah,
and just make a trailer out of it.
They need to have gameplay that's kind of like the same pacing as their trailers. Which I think, which we'll get to later, Gears of War 3 did a lot better. Lots of explosions and giant things and that sort of stuff.
Bombastic.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, what was next? Gruul, was that up next? Or
Mass Effect 3, I think, was the next thing they showed.
Yeah, that's the one.
with
Yeah, I was panicking a bit about the Kinect support that they were going to try and put into that, but it looks like they've done all right with it. It's voice control, so it's the you control the conversation trees by speaking the lines that show up on the screen.
See, I didn't think that conversation
thing worked. Where to go with Kinect as well.
You can.
It was all voice commands. It was all
right. Right. Yeah.
I don't think the conversation stuff worked particularly well, partly due to the fact that you started a sentence and then it got finished off by your on-screen character, which would likely get quite confusing. I think either you say the line or you select it and the character says the line, but you shouldn't be saying half of it and then the character says something else.
That would get very frustrating.
Like that, though.
Yeah, they are. So quite often the on-screen line that it feeds you is slightly different to what the character actually says. It's really just to give you the gist of it. But like you say, if you're saying one thing and then the character's actually saying something slightly different in their own voice, then it's a little bit jarring. I thought it was far better implemented than I was expecting it to be, though. I had a real fear that they'd make me stand in front of the TV for hours waving my arms about.
I still feel like it'd be better with just the controller, though.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. But, I mean, it's an option, so you don't have to use the voice control.
And then people have been bitching for like a year about how Kinect has no core game support, and now they're giving it core game support, and we're complaining again.
Yeah, people are just going to bitch about it.
They can't just do it and expect us to like it.
Well, that's true, but I think this is a good example of getting it into a game without like shoehorning it in.
Yeah, leave that as an option. Make it a layer of gameplay rather than a key point.
Yeah.
I just think that I don't think there was out of those early demos in that press conference, I don't think there was any that I would prefer to play on Kinect than I would with a controller.
No.
That's fair.
True. But we're all very ingrained with playing everything with a controller.
Keyboard and mouse.
We're quite cynical about the way we look at these sort of motion controller things, but when you see kids using them, my nephew was up and he was using Move a couple of weeks ago. He was using the Move stuff, and the joy on his face when he was playing the Gladiator thing from Sports Champions, it was amazing. And for me, that's just, you just stand there and you wave your arm about and win. There's nothing to it, but for kids, it's fantastic. And I think that came through later on in the show as well with the Disney stuff. For us, it's very easy to sit and say, it's Disney stuff and it's all going to be rubbish. But it's going to sell like hotcakes and kids will love it, whether they're actually controlling it one-to-one or not. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
But was there even any control in the Mass Effect demo? It was just voice commands, wasn't it? It's not really.
Yeah, I think it was just voice in Mass Effect. There was motion control in the Ghost Recon stuff, though, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, what was that?
All right, but when it was actually shooting, it didn't look like it would work properly. It would look shaky and awkward.
Yeah, the aiming was just pointing your fist up in the air and pulling the trigger was opening and closing your hand, which was a little bit weird.
No, it doesn't look
and
sound
ideal. And going to have to wave one hand upwards.
Yeah. See, with that would be the perfect game, I think, for like trying to implement hand signals with it. Would be great, because it's kind of like squad-based, isn't it?
Yeah, squad commands with hand signals. That would be good.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. That'd be a brilliant way that you'd, again, have the option of Kinect in there, and it's adding something more. Whereas this kind of just seems like it's... they're just kind of... It's a different option, but
the problem
it's
with hand signals,
adding anything to the experience. Yeah.
The problem with hand signals is that to do a hand signal, you've got the controller in both of your hands. So either you've got to take the controller with you and do the hand signal, or you've got to take your hand off the controller so you're no longer aiming or shooting and do the hand signal. So it's whether it would just break up gameplay too much to do it that way.
Just do hand signals and cover.
That's true,
that could work. Like sharpshooter or something, it'd work with hand signals as well. But otherwise it's really one or the other.
But to be fair, you've got to think, like, when you're giving hand signals, it's not likely that you're going to be in combat at that point. It'd be more like Rainbow Six, where you, like, set up how to enter a room and stuff like that. Where you go to a door and you say, like, breach or whatever. It'd be kind of like that, is how I envisioned it.
Yeah, it's kind of how it works in SOCOM with the move support as well. You sort of set everything. You set up a play first, then you sort of fire the whole thing.
I don't think it's always been like that, though. I think it's more like they're making it like that because it has to be to work properly. I've used squad commands in battle before in a in Mass Effect. I order my squad around all the time whilst I'm fighting people. It's a bit different than how it should be. You still have to order squads around whilst you're fighting things.
Yeah.
But surely that's a break in the realism rather than doing it from cover. You know, you do not give hand signals when you're in the middle of combat in real combat.
Well, no, but you shout commands.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, maybe voice controls during combat would be a better...
Well, that's what they showed during the Mass Effect 3 demo anyway, wasn't it? Voice squad commands in combat?
Yeah.
Yes, but they're both separate.
So maybe that is a better solution than the way Ghost Recon seems to have gone.
I'll make sure of the two.
Yeah, it'd be interesting with Ghost Recon to see whether it's more than just a shooting range where you do the hand control of the guns.
Yeah, oh, if it's just the shooting range, that sounds quite like just a nasty tack on for Kinect. That doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah, I quite like the minority the Minority Report style sort of flipping your guns around and adjusting it. But it's kind of the same. It's just like if you've got to say a couple of words, just choose a menu option, you just press X.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, can I just interject? Because my 3DS has just lit up, and I think it's going to tell me that my system update's ready.
Whoa!
I hope you don't play Ridge Racer.
That's the future, man.
Oh, no, it says it will be made available.
Oh, okay. Is that an announcement of an announcement?
Yeah. I'm basically being trolled by a Nintendo 3DS.
Right, next. Was it Tomb Raider next, which I was really pissed that I missed?
That looked really good, but it should be really sad. Changed my life.
It looked like it's kind of the cycle complete. Like, if Uncharted was inspired by Tomb Raider, then this new Tomb Raider is definitely inspired by Uncharted. Right down to the hanging off a cliff from the exact same way that it's done in Uncharted all the time.
Great. So basically, like, for the rest of the time, it's going to be a cycle, just competing with each other, Tomb Raider and Uncharted over and over again. Peter, stop playing with your 3DS.
That's not me. My volume's all the way down.
So who's playing with your 3DS? Stop. Right. Yeah, so Tomb Raider basically looks like Uncharted with a girl.
Well, for some reason, when I see it, because of the whole survival aspect, I think Uncharted mixed with the vague survival aspects of Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
Okay, that's cool.
Which is kind of more what I want rather than what I've actually seen, though. I'd like actual real survival in it.
Okay. Well, I think that would be an interesting direction for it to go. Yeah, I mean, that would certainly be an interesting direction for it to go in.
Have we lost Josh?
Yes, we have.
There, I'll throw him back into the call. Hopefully he will pick up soon.
Call him back in. So Tomb Raider kind of looks cool, though, is the general consensus. It looks good.
Yeah. How much of that was actually rendered gameplay, though, and how much of it was target renders?
It's
still a long way off to having gameplay like that.
And it was difficult to tell. There was no HUD for a start. A bit hazy. Let's just assume it's gameplay and leave it at that until we get disappointed.
Hello, Josh.
Hello there, Josh.
I apologise to anyone for any weirdness in this podcast. I'm just trying. We're not really going to edit this because we want this out as quick as possible. If it's a bit odd, I do apologise. So Tomb Raider is looking good, but we're not sure if it's actual gameplay or not. What was up next?
Next was the UFC stuff, I think. The TV.
Okay, that's where I joined. I think that's where I joined as well. Which that looked weird and not like a game. Well, it wasn't a game.
No.
It was like the NFL stuff they did last year with ESPN.
Yeah, it's basically going to be an extension of the ESPN deal that they announced last year and the sort of IPTV stuff they do with Sky. But I think, depending on the way they price it, it'll be popular because the UFC stuff's all done with pay-per-view, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so true. That's be interesting.
It's a charge anyway. That's is it a monthly schedule they work to?
Yeah, something like that.
So
I think it's every couple of weeks, but I'm not completely sure. I think it's every couple of weeks because the matches are every couple of weeks in the UFC game. That's all I've got to go on now.
So what you have basically is a customer base that's already paying for something and just giving them a new way to pay for it and hopefully making it a little bit cheaper, because the Sky TV integration with Xbox in the UK is fucking extortionate.
I haven't tried that yet.
You have to be a subscribed Sky customer paying £35 a month for the movie package or the sports package or whatever it is. And then I think it's an extra £10 on top of that. Plus, you have to be an Xbox Live Gold member. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Yeah, I think you do.
I looked into it when it first came out last year. I looked into it. I was just like, Jesus Christ, no, why would anybody do that? It's far too expensive.
I wonder how that's going to work with this new TV live TV stream that's coming in. Because
yeah,
Microsoft already have the cable. It already has the cable deals in the States. Or there's things like the Sky TV deal that they have here. It's how it sort of slots into that. Because from what it looked like, it was live streams from channels with like a DVR capability. So it's whether it's something that you're plugging into your wall or whether it's an over-the-internet thing.
It'll be over the internet the same way all the Zoom stuff's done, and they have Netflix in the States that streams over the internet. And all that, I mean, the Microsoft, the HD movie streaming stuff through Zoom is really, really good quality. It's really surprisingly good.
I just find it really strange that they're pushing live TV now after they've been pushing things like Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Who switches on a games console now to watch live television?
Yeah, and all that stuff they did with the Bing search as well, I thought was bizarre because they don't have a web browser. So they're going to push a web search engine really hard.
Yeah, that was the weird thing.
That sounds brilliant. But
what happens? Do you just get search results and then they can't go anywhere?
Well, it looks like search results from the marketplace, doesn't it, mainly?
Yeah.
Yeah, which does actually seem quite handy because it's not a search function if you do it on your Xbox. So it's a little bit useful.
Yeah, but it all smells too much like a marketing thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's not really Bing if it's not searching the internet, is it?
Yeah.
No.
It's just constant
search.
I kind of think some of the stuff they're doing here isn't really for the Xbox 360. They're setting up for their next console. They're putting it all. That's what they're doing with live TV, because by the time that comes out, live TV may well be through cable and stuff may well be on the downturn. So they're saying, well, if you get it through us and it's all over, it's like all TV over IP, then that's even better.
And the move towards streaming games with OnLive. OnLive's been reasonably successful in the States.
Yeah, so I mean,
the next generation of games consoles is going to want to be looking at that as well. And if they can already do it with live TV, then they'll have the infrastructure to do it with live gameplay.
Yeah, well, the Xbox 360 has always partly been about purely being a device that you use to access the network, isn't it? An Xbox Live, rather than just being a standalone console. Far more so than the PlayStation 3.
Yeah. More tightly integrated with the network stuff.
Yeah, I think the big difference is like, On the PS3, because it's got the web browser, you can do almost anything you want. But it's the way, because Microsoft because Microsoft control their stuff so tightly, it feels feels more part of the experience rather than on the PS3. It's kind of like, well, I just go onto the web and I can get it all, but it's not kind of like part of the PS3. It's just something you access via the PS3.
That was one of my highlights of the conference, though. From someone who finds that kind of approach backward rather than having the web open. And obviously they are doing it a different way to Sony. But the best bit was when they announced that YouTube was coming to the Xbox 360. You know, like years and years after everything else has YouTube. I didn't realise that they didn't have YouTube.
No. I still really wish they were going to get iPlayer.
I use YouTube all the damn time because I watch a shitload of Minecraft stuff. And my PS3 has it, but it's really, really bad. And my PC's got it, but I have to then use my PC to do it. And my TV's got it built in already. they're a bit late if my TV already has it there for me to use.
Yeah, I mean, that is a big problem. I think some of the stuff is playing catch up a little bit.
But then, like you say, it's some of it's with as much of a mind towards the next generation of consoles rather than just this generation. And the next generation of consoles is going to have YouTube support built into it, this way this generation of TVs is implementing it.
Yeah.
So it is.
The best
YouTube
integration I've seen on a console is uploading videos to YouTube on the PS3.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the way forward. And try and crowbar better resolutions into that as well, because any PlayStation footage I've seen direct upload isn't great.
Yeah, I've done a few as well, and it doesn't look... It's watchable. I've seen worse videos on YouTube, but it's still not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Then again, if better upload means bigger file sizes as well. So.
True.
Moving swiftly on, what was next?
The Halo Combat Evolved thing, the remake.
Yeah, nothing really to say about that. They're remaking the first Halo. Hooray. We all knew this was coming. It's just Halo. The only thing I've heard is I just spotted a rumour on Twitter that I haven't confirmed. That is, the maps will be the maps from Reach, not the maps from the original Halo. The multiplayer maps.
Oh, the multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
They definitely said it was 7 maps from the original Halo.
Oh, okay. That's all right then. I think the original Halo had 7 maps.
It'll be interesting as to whether it's multiplayer in the style of the original Halo, or multiplayer in the style of Reach, though. Because if it's multiplayer in the style of Reach, why would you not just play Reach?
Yeah, I'm not too... I liked the first Halo when it released. Well, I played it online. It was awesome. I played it on PC. But if it's that multiplayer now, the series has already evolved the multiplayer since then. But I'd want to go back and play the original multiplayer when they've already added stuff to it that made it better.
Another rumour on it is people saying it's the multiplayer in Halo CE Anniversary, but it's the Reach engine and the Reach gameplay, not the original Combat Evolved gameplay, which is good, but it would be nice to have kind of both as options.
That makes sense. If they're upgrading the visuals, they'll need to upgrade the engine, and if they're doing that, they're most likely to use the latest engine, which was the one they rebuilt for Reach.
Yeah, I mean, using the Reach engine makes sense, but using the Reach gameplay doesn't necessarily make sense.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have maybe even just a playlist where you can switch it back.
Yeah, but then again, Reach was kind of fairly close to the original Halo in a way.
Yeah, it went back a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. So, be interesting to see. Right, but there's nothing very much to say about that. Then, was it on to Kinect stuff after that? Oh, no, it's Forza. Which we didn't... Oh, Gears, yes. Gears, which was, as Peter said earlier, bombastic. That looked good, I thought.
Usual Gears stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not really a fan of Gears. I played the first two games. I just didn't get on with them.
I just thought it looked a bit like everything else. Like, it was just, oh, look, here's a big monster. Just like the ones in Resistance. Well, just like the ones that are in Bulletstorm.
Yeah. But the problem is that, everything else looks like Gears. Now,
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know,
that's the issue.
Everything from, like you say, Bulletstorm, Vanquish. You know, there's been dozens of third-person cover-based shooters that have been trying to emulate Gears.
I didn't like the original two. I played them a long time after the release. I suppose that could be why I don't like them, because I already played things that come off them.
Yeah, and they're going to have to... Well, I think for Gears 3, they have to go a little bit further. They have to do something completely different again. This trailer didn't really look like they did, but if you enjoyed the first two Gears, then you're probably going to love it, because it looks exactly the same.
It's true. But yeah, I mean, it definitely looks like Gears has always looked, and it looks like it plays like Gears has always looked. Although the little mech suits were pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, I personally enjoy Gears. I thought Gears 2 was brilliant.
No, I liked Gears. The only irritating thing I said about those mech suits was that they didn't put the player in it. They had, like, your AI characters go into them.
They looked a bit like the mech suits from Killzone, where you actually get in them.
I mean, that's what they looked
on
like.
Top
they
riding them.
Yeah, they looked kind of like an exoskeleton kind of thing, didn't they?
Yeah.
And Ice-T on stage.
Yeah, that was I like Ice-T, but that was really odd. And his announcement that he was making a song for the game didn't seem to go down. By yeah, like no one cared.
Yeah, with his rap group Body Count, and everybody was like, "Who?"
Yeah. Well, to be fair,
plus I don't really care when he makes any song. So, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Next up was Forza. Then after that, that looked good.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of it was conference quickly.
Yeah. A lot of it was pre-rendered material we'd just seen before.
Yeah.
It was only few seconds of on track.
I think the only reason I'm saying that looked good is because I really liked the song that they played with it.
it sounded like it looked good.
Yeah, it sounded like it was going to be brilliant. Yeah. They played a great song. Just buy the album, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, to be honest.
I liked it.
But it was a typical Forza thing, wasn't it? It was the slow panning shots of cars and then a little bit of track stuff at the end.
Yeah.
It was basically, hey, look, there's lots of car porn. Yeah. It's basically just like, here's some car porn, look, they're lovely cars, buy our game, done.
But yeah, again, Forza is a fantastic game, so it'll probably turn out really well. Yeah. And the head tracking stuff they did with Kinect did look really good.
Well, the interesting thing is they said monthly updates as well, or expansions. Be interesting to see what they are, whether it's more than just an extra car or an extra track.
Yeah, well, they did for like 3 or 4 months after Forza 3, they did monthly updates that was just car packs.
Yeah.
But that was only for a few months. So yeah, if they go a bit beyond that, it'd be interesting to see.
I mean, if you think about what GT5 added since it came out, it's twice the game now.
It was stuff it was missing in the first place, wasn't it, though? The GT5.
Well, some of it, but I mean, you've got the web-based racing and things now in GT5. We weren't really expecting.
Is that good? Have any of you tried that?
To be honest, no.
no one's tried it. Right, that was totally worth DLC. That's good. That.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't have tried it if it had come on the disc because it involves actually playing with other people.
That's it. Your drivers just get shown up for being how bad they really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Didn't you have to leave your PS3 on to use that as well?
Yeah, your PS3 acts as a server essentially, and you can set some of your drivers as public, so people can race them.
You've got to be really addicted to GT5 to do that, then, really.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, you know, the Forza games have always done, I think, they've done the community stuff far better than anything else.
With the auction rooms
and all that sort of stuff. Forza's community support is fantastic, and even down to things like the decal, the like art stuff that you can do with it, and you can paint cars and you can create stickers and stuff, is amazing, and then you can sell that on for in-game currency. And I think if they can extend the Kinect functionality to like scanning objects or scanning pictures to use on your cars or things like that, and they can police it in some way, because obviously they don't, there's going to be copyright issues.
Yeah, and something like Google Safe Search.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know who you're going to be racing against.
Yeah. But I think it could be really interesting. I'd like to see.
I do like all the car customization from Forza. It looks brilliant. Some of it's really very good as well. It's the only thing I really think impressive from the game, to be honest.
Personally, I'd really like racing sims.
I'd
really like to see them combine Forza's customization with that Kinect Me thing, and scan my Deomatiz and let me race it around.
Yeah. Yeah. And right, quickly moving, because we wanted to keep this short, and we're getting dangerously close to the EA conference. Next up was Rise, which I assume was what the Crytek thing was.
Yeah, the Codename Kingdoms.
That. Yeah.
Oh, the warrior thing, right, yeah.
Which is basically connect, stab people. That looked pretty good. Like, you're basically...
Like Gladiator, from the look of it, sports for the moon, but better.
Yeah, from the look of it, it looks like you're a Spartan and you kind of just murder people a lot.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Just kick him in the chest. It did look fair, although it wasn't on stage gameplay. It did look fairly responsive, kind of thing. Even though it's like,
was that
even
on
though
rails
it was
as
target
well?
Renders, we can't tell because it was an off-stage demo. It was just like a pre-recorded demo. So
it's really hard to tell.
Kinect games that were on rails. It was like any time Kinect needs to do action, it's just on rails.
And it's very difficult to tell if Kinect's being laggy with the big video screens as well, because those video screens render. And they go through mixers and stuff on upscalers, so quite often the big screen will be slightly out of sync with the little screen that they're using. So it's difficult to tell if the things are laggy or if, you know, what way it's controlling. But so we'll have to wait and hear back from people that are actually at the show and can play it one-on-one. But everything they showed for Kinect looked a little bit laggy.
Yeah. But I definitely think there was a lot of that was video mixes, because Kinect isn't that laggy anymore.
No, it's definitely capable of being better. Yeah, the tech behind Kinect is amazing.
I've only actually used it once, which was when I bought it. We just haven't come back to it yet. I've got no idea why.
But that's another exciting thing with this. It's another exciting thing with this FunLab stuff that they're doing for Kinect. Because
yeah, that's really cool.
They're letting lots of sort of smaller little applications coming in with the avatar builder and being able to scan objects and all that sort of stuff. And if they throw that open to the PC dev community, you can get Kinect dev kit things now for the PC. If they throw that open, then there's the potential that the open source people will come up with all sorts of stuff.
It's basically a Kinect app store.
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty awesome. Mm.
Well, potentially, because I think the problem with Kinect so far is that the developers haven't really implemented it in a way that captures the consumers' imaginations and doesn't really work how consumers wanted it to work to a degree. But I think that there is definitely potential there. You know, you've seen YouTube videos and stuff of people doing amazing things with it.
I do love what's going to happen now is someone who just plays around with that FunLabs thing is going to actually come across the solution to first-person shooters on Kinect. And then it'll be in every first-person shooter on Kinect after that.
And then Microsoft will bang it into everything they make and make a fortune out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's genius from Microsoft's end. I really like the 3D drawing thing in that. I thought that looked fantastic.
Yeah. I'm going to need more room.
Yeah. But I think definitely given that these are, like, as you said, little like app store, little kind of tools and games, this is a brilliant way of doing it. And particularly that it's out today. That was a nice announcement.
And it lets you show off. You can show off the stuff to your friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is what, you know, so far that's what Kinect's been really good for. When people come into the house, you can go, here, look at this. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
Right, there was also Disney and Muppets, which both looked like they'd
Sesame
be really
Street.
Good kids' game. Sesame Street, sorry, yeah. I just say Muppets. It did have Muppets in it, obviously. It was they both
it had Muppets
like
playing it.
Oh, harsh. That's true, though. that little kid clearly had forgotten what he was meant to be doing, but he was like five. Anyway, there was the Disney game looked pretty cool. That was going to shed loads of copies.
Yeah, it's going to sell. It's basically Kinectimals and Kinect Adventures for this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Muppets.
Was the Disney one the one with the two kids playing it, or the other one?
Yeah.
Those kids were annoying, seriously.
Yeah, they were. Oh, they were really irritating.
It was the cheesiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Including actual cheese.
And then I thought the Sesame Street game actually looked quite interesting for kind of like doing a storybook game. I thought that looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I love Tim Schafer's reasons for doing that game too.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
You know,
I thought it was lovely.
Everybody says, well, you know, Kinect games are just for kids and they're only aimed at kids, and Tim Schafer says, yeah, this is for my kids, you know, it's for me when I was a kid, because kids love Sesame Street and they love this Kinect thing, so let's put the two together.
Yeah, I thought it was really lucky cool. when he was saying his little girl didn't want him to go to work, and he sort of say, well, you're making a game for me. Yes, I am, for once. I thought that was a really, really sweet thing. Both of those games are going to sell shit tons of copies. Microsoft are going to have to bundle up with Kinect and 360s, and they're going to fly off the fucking shelves at Christmas.
Yep. Price cut, Kinect, Xbox 360, and that stupid Disney game, and it'll be what everybody wants this Christmas.
I don't think that's what it's actually called, though, that stupid Disney game.
No. do a Disney SDK, and do a Sesame Street SDK, and sell like a billion 360s at the Christmas time. That's going to just sell so many. All right, what was next?
That was about it, I think. apart from the big reveal at the end.
And the big reveal that got leaked, Halo 4.
Really, really surprising surprise.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Which I
almost wet myself.
I was so annoyed that was leaked, because that would, given that they did Halo CE earlier in it, that would have been fantastic. That would have been a brilliant surprise at the end if that hadn't been leaked.
It basically would have been this year's equivalent of when Sony turned around and went, yeah, Final Fantasy 13 is out, but Final Fantasy 14 is exclusive to PS3, is online,
yeah,
and is coming out this year, or whatever it was they said.
Yeah, it was even...
Fucking, it would have been huge.
Even when that leaked and I was writing it up for the site, I was thinking, God, I don't really want to be writing this, because it's kind of spoiling it for people.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's going to be everywhere, so you sort of have to.
Yeah, but that would have just been absolute bombshell for them to do that at the end of the conference. Just, that would just be ridiculous.
If only somebody hadn't clicked the button this afternoon.
Yeah. It's so annoying, especially as the leak like came on their site for an accident. So sad. Yeah. Got so close. It was clearly...
My
betting is it was someone who was working in Eastern time instead of Pacific time.
Yeah, it was. It was exactly 9:30 EST that it went up.
Yeah. It was just someone working in the wrong time zone, not paying attention. They are now fired.
There was one question that was sort of raised with the announcements, though. With all of the sort of reshuffling that's been going on with Harmonix, who is publishing Dance Central 2?
That's what we forgot to say. Dance Central 2 is coming out. I'm very excited, obviously, for Dance Central 2.
Obviously. Is it Microsoft that's publishing it?
I would be surprised if Microsoft snapped it up.
If it is, then that could explain why, because obviously there was rumours that Dance Central was going to be a timed Dance Central 2 was going to be a timed exclusive or something, and then come to PS3. But if Microsoft had thought about it, then they probably would have gone, "Oh yeah, of course, Dance Central was brilliant for us last year. Let's buy that IP."
Yeah, well, yeah, because Sony have got their
nail that down.
Yeah, particularly Sony have got their dance game coming now, tomorrow, whatever it's called.
Yeah, dance everybody something. Dance or...
What I'm thinking, whether everybody dance is a reaction to the fact that Dance Central 2 now will not be coming to PS3.
Yeah, I think because obviously people can't interpret what a dance game is, so you have to have dance in the title, otherwise you're fucked.
Of course.
If dance isn't in there, they'll be like, I don't know what this is. There are people doing strange movements on the cover. What is this?
is this a thrusting game?
Yeah, Dance Central 2. And the second they announced Dance Central 2, my Twitter feed and the Skype chat that will be going up on TSA tomorrow probably just filled with me being spammed about Dance Central 2 instantly. Oh, because you all want the next video,
don't
you?
I love the hidden Easter egg page on TSA. By the way, I totally didn't know that was there.
We can't tell anyone what that is, but there is an Easter egg on TSA about me. more power to you if you can figure it out. It did make me giggle that Alex has done that.
It's been there for about 3 weeks as well. And it was Teflon found it yesterday.
Right. I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to reveal what it is. You're going to have to figure it out for yourselves. If you've listened to the podcast, you can probably guess. Right. So, yeah. And then Halo 4 and tiny teaser trailer. Picks up where Halo 3 left off if you've got the legendary mode ending of Halo 3, and also from the Halo Legends anime, there's one of like the 6 or 7 anime shorts in that is set 7 after Halo 3. Is it 7 shorts from Legends? 2 seconds. So,
yeah. Yes, Davs. What do you want to talk about food? Have you got the moment to sort it out? Can you give me like 5 minutes?
Sorry, Davs was just asking about pizza. What were you saying?
No, you were saying about Halo 4.
Oh, yes, I was. So Halo...
There's some of the
Halo...
Pizza Maiden appearance in this short podcast, too.
Yeah. Halo 4 follows on from Legendary ending.
I'm kind of disappointed it's not new characters. Like, if they're going for a new trilogy, then I kind of would have hoped it would have been something new.
Well, you kind of have to have Master Chief in there and Cortana, but... Given where they are, because you don't really know where they are in the universe, I think it could be entirely new characters apart from them, which would work for me.
I wonder if it's going to be a trilogy in the traditional sense, like Halo 4, 5, and 6, like some people are saying, or if it's going to be a trilogy the way Halo 3 kind of had a trilogy with ODST and Reach.
I think it'll be a traditional trilogy. I think that's why. That's what. If you announce it as a trilogy, it's going to be Halo 4, 5, and 6.
You think? You don't think they'll do split off games, branched things?
I think they'll do spin off games as
Let's just remember that Assassin's Creed is supposedly a trilogy as well.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is still technically only on Assassin's Creed 2. And Assassin's Creed 3 isn't coming till like next year. It's going to be that. There will be spin-offs because it's Microsoft and they basically have gone, we need to have a Halo game out every year now.
Yeah.
Which is what this will be. So with CE this year and Halo 4 next year, Halo 4, Halo CE, Halo Reach last year. Was it ODST the year before that? And then Wars the year before that? And then Halo 3. They've got six years.
But they have an entire department now at Microsoft, at the studios, explicitly with the purpose to milk the Halo franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. 343 Industries. They set up a new studio just to milk Halo. to manage the brand, because there's so many, like, spin-offs in other media of Halo, even compared to most other games, that they kind of need someone to just go, here is the Halo universe, here is what you can do. Saying that 343 Industries was a smart move, because otherwise Halo would have just died. Halo 4 looks good. Well, it looks like it could be interesting, at least. I don't know if it looks good, because it's not.
It was a
30-second teaser.
Oh, that zero grab stuff was awesome.
Yeah.
Especially the bit where we grabbed the gun at the end, that was good.
Yeah, anyway. when I wrote it up in the news post, it looks Dead Space-esque. Like, you know, those scenes where you're kind of in zero-G in Dead Space? I thought it reminded me of that.
Mm, a bit, yeah.
Quite a lot. But anyway, that was the...
With less pants pissing.
Yeah. With less necromorphs suddenly reaching out to stab you. Thank you, everyone. This was Microsoft press conference wrap-up. I will try and get this up tonight while I'm watching the EA press conference. Thank you guys for coming on. I was joined by Peter, Gareth, and... Josh and Greg, thank you all for being here. You are all wonderful people. And we will be back tomorrow with Sony and Nintendo press conference coverage. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Cheerio.
I miss you.
Awesome. Right, stop recording.